I often say to people about text messaging, texts are voiceless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no facial expression, there's no intonation, there's no body language, there's nothing there that communicates beyond bare words, and that can mm-hmm. often be misunderstood.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, for this episode, let's talk a little bit about the virtual church, as it were. In our day, it's really easy to, and we all did this, really sit in front of your computers and watch whole church services mm-hmm. online, and maybe feel a kind of sense of connection with that church, whether it's your church where you're a member or right. not, and even a kind of temptation to listen to sermons from other pastors that aren't your pastor.
Yeah.
Because of the access that you have. And so my question is more about why is it so essential that churches meet face-to-face and not be content with just having church, so to speak, online?
Yeah, well, because that's what the church is. It's an assembling of God's people. It is us gathering together for the purposes that God has set forth in His Word, and it's something that He's commanded. So we gather together on the Lord's Day for public worship, where we mutually encourage each other, where we sing songs of praise, where we study God's Word, where we partake of the ordinances. This is church life, and this is what God commands of His people. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, in fact, He makes clear that He's writing to Timothy so that people will know how to conduct themselves in the Lord's household. That's absolutely unnecessary if we didn't need to gather together. 1 Timothy 3:14, I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Well, what sorts of things is He writing in 1 Timothy? He's writing things like qualifications for elders, mm-hmm. qualifications for deacons, mm-hmm. matters that had to do with disciplining sin and all sorts of things. The things that take place in the church, in the fellowship of God's people, He wants the people of God through His letter to Timothy, to know how to do those things, how to handle those things. Hebrews 10 just explicitly commands us to gather together. Hebrews 10, 24, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, mm-hmm. as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. There we're just commanded to gather. All of the mutual ministry verses of the New Testament require interaction with each other. Mm-hmm. You can't love each other if you're not...
Yeah, fruits of the Spirit is what I was thinking.
Fruit of the Spirit.
All interpersonal.
All interpersonal. You can't mm-hmm. live those things out without other people. So just sitting at home and accessing truth online doesn't equal obedience to these sorts of commands. I'm thankful for the access that we have to truth. It's unparalleled in mm-hmm. terms of human history, what's gone on, the access we have to be able to get sermons and written material via the internet, I rejoice in that accessibility, but I grieve over the lack of a biblical ecclesiology that you see in many believers in our time. You see many people who've learned to access truth, you know, like a cafeteria line from various sources. But those same people who are learning to love the head of the church, or supposedly learning to love the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, are not listening to the head of the church mm-hmm. when it comes to His household. Because that same head, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one who gives us the New Testament by which we learn. We're to gather together, meet together, serve one another, fellowship together. If we really love Him, we're going to hear what He says about His family. We're going to hear what He says about His household. So even in the New Testament times, Josh, where they didn't have the internet, but they could communicate with each other by letter, mm-hmm. there are indications in the New Testament that what was written in that letter, while good, obviously now inscripturated, there were still things that the writers wanted to communicate to people that could only be communicated face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the same applies to us. We can access things online, we can text one another, we can write emails to one another, but there's something about face-to-face communication with other human beings that's needful for us. There are things that we can't communicate well. We can easily misunderstand. I often say to people about text messaging, texts are voiceless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no facial expression. Yeah. There's no intonation. There's no body language. There's nothing there that communicates beyond bare words, and that can mm-hmm. often be misunderstood. So the value of engaging each other can't be overestimated.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.